Welcome to Health Cetera's podcast. What if, just as this program aims to bring important and relevant healthcare topics to light for adult audiences, there was a similar podcast program doing the same for children? Today, Diana Mason, registered nurse and host of this program, discusses Health's Up, a podcast series targeting children. She is joined by the creator and host of Health's Up, Dr. Christy Westfall, a pediatric nurse practitioner and postdoctoral research fellow at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, and Health's Up lead producer, Anna Huntsman, a health reporter for WCPN and WVIZ IdeaStream in Cleveland. This interview first aired on March 3rd, 2021, on Health Cetera in the Catskills radio program on WIOX Radio.
How do we help children to think about healthy choices? Dr. Christy Westfall is a registered nurse and pediatric nurse practitioner who's thought a lot about that question and has designed a health podcast targeting children. She's also a postdoctoral research fellow at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. And I've known her for a number of years through other means. And Christy, I want to welcome you to Health Cetera in the Catskills.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Diana.
It's delightful. And joining us in this discussion is Anna Huntsman, a health reporter for WCPN and WVIZ IdeaStream in Cleveland and the lead producer for this podcast that's called Health's Up. Anna, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So let's talk for a minute about what IdeaStream is.
Yeah, so IdeaStream is the PBS and NPR public media station in Cleveland, but we reach far outside of Cleveland. We are one of the Northeast Ohio public media stations. We're very focused on community engagement and community involvement. So, you know, one example is I'm on the health team here, so we actually have two dedicated health reporters. We have health community engagement, education initiatives. It's a great place to be, and it's the perfect place to have this Health Up podcast.
Great. Now, Christy, you came up with this idea for Health Ups. Why? What's the need?
So I've been a pediatric nurse practitioner taking care of kids and families for about 12 years. And one of the recurring things that has come up in the primary care visits and other types of healthcare visits where I've been caring for them is the time limit. We only have about 15, sometimes 20 minutes if we're lucky, to really be able to have our visits. There really isn't enough time for kids to ask a lot of questions or really, I mean, we get it. They come in, we do our checkup, and then, you know, we're done. So I always wanted to find a way to be able to extend the conversation to allow kids to really have a stronger voice in asking questions and exploring their health. So that was the first need. The second one is I've noticed that there seems to be a lot of variability per different states as well as within counties on how health education is taught. And Health Up is meant to be this innovative way that we can engage kids and families, both in the classroom or at home, where we also embed some of the English language learning and socio-emotional standards from elementary schools into the content. So we can help amplify the voices of children, give them, you know, explore these healthy choices through child voices, but also have it be something that can be easily embedded into a healthcare lesson for teachers.
So, Anna, you mentioned that you are this is a community engagement project. What are the communities you're trying to engage? Obviously, you're trying to reach children, but tell us a little bit about how you would describe this to a community and which communities you would pitch it to.
Right. So we've worked with a couple different school districts now. Well, actually, a couple different schools, I should say, in the Cleveland area. And these are, high poverty, high African-American neighborhoods in Cleveland. So for our first sort of season, we worked with a school in Cleveland's central neighborhood, and we talked about, I shouldn't say we talked about, because we kind of listened first from the kids. It's kind of a unique model. We kind of go to the kids and see what do they want to learn about. And they wanted to learn about things like healthy eating, exercise, but also things like healthy breathing. And these are very much tied to some of the issues that they are facing in these neighborhoods as far as, you know, with poor air quality and food deserts, things like that. So it actually kind of ties in really well with obviously the outcomes we're trying to impact here. And we, for this next sort of iteration of HealthSup, where we focus specifically on stress and toxic stress, we worked with a school district in the Glenville neighborhood of Cleveland. And so, again, it's middle schoolers specifically. You know, but these are communities that are struggling with things, and we are helping them, trying our best to help them out with the kids.
Great. Well, I want to play for our audience now one of the podcasts, and this one has to do with stress. Christy, do you want to set this up in terms of why you settled on this one? I know you get input from kids.
Absolutely. So over the summer, we actually did an episode of the podcast where we transitioned from a in-school classroom environment to Zoom. And that episode specifically had a very common theme that came up, and that was stress. The kids wanted to know more. And we always approach our episodes by, again, asking the kids what they want to learn about, and we bring the experts to them. And so that's kind of how it came to be. The pandemic is on everybody's mind. Stress is definitely something that, I mean, everybody's experiencing at different levels. And the kids were really curious about it. So this episode is all about what they were curious about and how we unpacked it and discussed it with them.
All right. And here is that segment.
When it comes to health, it isn't always easy for kids and families to navigate the facts. That's why we created HealthSup, a podcast that explores healthy choices through child voices. I'm your host, pediatric nurse practitioner Christy Westfall. For this new series of episodes of HealthSup, I teamed up with Cleveland Middle School students in the Circle Scholars After School program at Mary Bethune School to learn about stress and how to cope with it. In this episode of HealthSup, we're talking about strategies that you can use to de-stress.
This is Marco from Circle Scholars at Mary Bethune School in Cleveland, Ohio. Curious about how to stay healthy? Well, we know what's up.
HealthSup!
We've all had to deal with stress at some point in our lives. In fact, I was stressed getting ready to host this podcast. But as we learned in the last episode, there are three types of stress: good, tolerable, and toxic. And not all stress is bad. In fact, stress is your body's natural response to situations we experience every day. It can help us respond to tasks that we need to get done, like homework, or help us get away from danger. But what happens when the stress seems to be too much for us to handle? Here's DeKayla and Denaria.
Always stay positive. Think of your happy thoughts.
Sit down and close their eyes and imagine something good.
That's right. There are lots of activities and strategies you can do to feel better and deal with what you're feeling. In the last episode, we talked about different types of stressful situations with the help of mental health counselor Robin Hill. Robin is an expert at helping people deal with stress they may be feeling. Robin says different types of activities can help us de-stress. Let's listen in.
You definitely want to use activities that fall under one of two categories. You have your improving the mood, those types of things that make us feel better. The other category is distracting skills. Sometimes we can't improve our mood because we're so stressed out, we're so upset, so then we need to distract ourselves.
Some of the Circle Scholar students shared how they use some fun activities to improve their mood and deal with stress. Here's Shannon and Jishan.
I usually listen to music.
I just watch TV and then I forget about it.
Great! Robin says listening to music or watching your favorite TV show are wonderful examples of activities that improve your mood. They can make you feel better and even relax you. DeKayla has another technique.
I sometimes clean or just play on my phone.
Robin says these are examples of distractions. When you clean your room, you're focusing in on what you're cleaning rather than your stress. Playing games on your phone can be helpful too. Another strategy to cope with stress is mindfulness. Here's Robin.
So mindfulness is the ability to focus on one thing in the moment and be present in the here and now.
Robin says there are a couple of different ways to practice mindfulness. One example is meditation, which is an exercise that can help you relax when you're stressed. Here's one example Robin shared with the students. Feel free to follow along.
We're going to do a personal relaxation scene. So I need you all to get comfortable in your seat, wherever you are, And if you can, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine your relaxation place. What is the most relaxing place that you know of? I want you to describe in your mind where you are and what time of day it is. Are you inside or are you outside? Now that you've got your scene in your mind, what do you see around you? Look to your left, look to your right, look in front of you. What do you see in this place? Now I want you to listen. What do you hear? Are there any noises in your relaxation scene? What do you feel in this place? What do you feel around you? If you were to touch something, what does it feel like? What do you smell? Lastly, what emotions do you feel in this place that you are right now? How would you describe what's going on inside of your body? Okay, I want you to open your eyes.
Wow, that was great, Robin. I imagined myself on the beach. I smelled the salty sea breeze and felt the warmth of the sand. For those of you listening, how did envisioning that personal relaxation scene feel to you? What did you think about? Denaria imagined herself in her bedroom.
I see walls, a TV, carpet, shoes. It smelled like my lotion I had got for my birthday.
She says envisioning herself in this place helps her de-stress.
I was feeling angry at the time, but then as I sat down and looked around, I got calmer and I felt safe.
Shannon imagined herself in her dining room with her sisters, and Jashad's happy place was chilling on his couch. Aside from personal relaxation scenes, there are many other ways to cope with stress. Many people use art as a way to cope with their stress. Activities like singing and dancing can take your mind off stress and make you feel relaxed. Art like painting or drawing are also ways to deal with stress. Denaria and Destiny had a blast making lava lamps.
As we kept flipping them back and forth, the oil is coming down and up, and we were watching the oil as it transformed back and forth. Mine is green and blue.
You can also go outside and get active. Playing sports or going on walks are great ways to make you feel better or take your mind off of whatever is bothering you. One of the Mary Bethune teachers, Mrs. McCorvey, has her own special routine for managing stress.
I love taking walks, and during this pandemic, that has been my thing. Just taking walks are amazing to me now. So in my neighborhood, I love hearing the kids outside playing and then hearing the birds singing. Oh my gosh.
But what happens if your stress is really starting to overwhelm you and you just can't seem to get through it? Here's Robin.
Compare how you feel good versus when you feel stressed. And if you're feeling stressed more days than you're feeling good, then that might be a time to say, I need to talk to someone because I'm feeling a negative mood more than I'm feeling a positive mood.
And if you recognize that you are feeling like you have more days that you feel stressed than feeling good, Robin has some great advice and who to reach out to next.
It's very good for you to know who is in your support circle, who around you that you can go to for help. You always want to first go to a parent because you don't want to exclude your parents out of your life. You want to let them know when something is wrong because they can quickly get you to some help.
Robin says if your parents aren't available, you can also go to your teacher or a school counselor. There are so many people who are there to help you out. Nobody wants you to feel stressed. You can also talk to your physician or a nurse like me. While stress isn't always bad for you, it can get really overwhelming and tough to deal with at times. There are lots of tools in your toolbox for how to handle it. You can try to improve your mood by listening to music or watching your favorite movie, or distract yourself with chores or playing games on your phone. You can also relax by picturing yourself in your happy place. Finding a trusted adult to talk to is also really important. And remember, stressed is desserts spelled backwards.
Dessert!
From exam room to classroom to newsrooms to Zoom rooms, we know that healthy habits matter. Be in the know, stay healthy and grow. Until next time, I'm Christy Westfall, and this is Health's Up.
Wow. That was great. It was great. So what kind of reaction are you getting to these? Christy, do you want to start?
Sure. Well, actually, we have our official launch party with the kids next week. So we are really excited to hear from them, because I think the biggest thing that's, I guess, the thing that matters to me the most is knowing that, like, seeing when the kids actually hear themselves and hear the podcast and get to interact with it. I mean, with the other episodes that we've done previously, we've also done similarly these launch parties, and the kids share so many things with us about how they feel more confident about speaking and how they really value that adults are listening to them and listening to their ideas, and that they actually have an audience versus having an assignment where they maybe take a quiz and take a grade and or get a grade. And I know Anna knows a little bit more than I do in terms of what IdeaStream looks for in terms of impact.
Anna.
Yeah, and I've heard from teachers that they're looking to use this in their classrooms. Good. I mean, obviously, stress is a huge deal right now to everybody, adults, kids alike. But, you know, with middle schoolers, we tie these episodes to lesson plans. We actually make lesson plans tied to educational standards, social emotional learning standards. So we try to make it so that teachers can easily implement this if they so choose in their classroom. So we've heard from teachers that they like it. We've heard from Christie's health colleagues that they're excited about this. And we've gotten some pretty decent, I would say, page views and listenership. You know, we track all that on our website. And time will tell, obviously. We want to keep promoting it and marketing it. But, you know, anecdotally, we've heard good things. And I'm so excited to hear the kids' reaction. I've been looking forward to it all week. We're having our launch party soon. I just can't wait to see the looks on their faces when they hear their voices. I mean, we promised them this whole time. Obviously, we were over Zoom. And we would always say, you know, turn your camera on if you can, and, you know, unmute your mic and talk to us. This is a podcast. We want to hear your voice. Your voice matters. And so I'm excited for them to see that this is true. Their voice matters, and we want them to hear themselves. And we're so excited to show it to them.
So, Anna, I'm glad to hear that schools are looking to use these. I mean, the people can access these at any time, right, online?
Yep, absolutely. They can go to our IdeaStream website. The link is ideastream.org/helpsup. But we also are on any podcast platform. So whichever, you know, platform you use, Spotify, iTunes, we're on there, SoundCloud, you know, so it's pretty easy to find and pretty easy to access. But all of the resources and things like that are all on IdeaStream's website at ideastream.org.
And then a question maybe to both of you, and in closing. So this seems like a resource, even though you're targeting Cleveland and Ohio, and that's great. It's a great idea to involve local communities. But it also seems like, wow, we could use that up here in the Central Catskills, couldn't we?
I think anyone could use it. Yeah, obviously, I said earlier we specifically worked with Cleveland schools. But you'll notice, I mean, in the episode, we don't really talk about Cleveland or Ohio necessarily. Right. I think anybody could use it for sure.
Yeah, Christie, is that something you would recommend?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, not only just for the educational content piece, but I think it's really important for kids and youth to have opportunities to have their voices heard. And this is something that doesn't exist only in one city, in one state. It's something that could really happen everywhere, especially during the pandemic. We're looking for ways to connect, not just have a lesson that we maybe have and we are on Zoom, but something that can actually go a little bit further. So this is teaching the kids about the topics that are important to their health, about their bodies, and it also creates an authentic audience where we can share their ideas, their thoughts, their dreams for the future, what they want for their health in a way that transcends just the classroom. So I think it's pretty special.
And is there a target age group?
We usually say grades 5 to 8, but it can really apply, I think, to anyone. What do you think, Christy?
I absolutely agree. Yeah. I think it could work for any age, any stage.
Yeah. And so one more time, it's called Healths Up, HEALTH SUP. And if they Google that, they'll find it, or go to IdeaStream.
Yes, it's IdeaStream, so IdeaStream.org/helpsup.
Great. Well, and just quickly, Christy, what are the other topics you're covering? Couple of them. Give us some examples of the range.
Oh, yes. So we have talked about what stress is and kind of some of the neurobiology behind it. We've talked about coping, which you just heard, and we've talked about building community, both in the virtual online type of format as well as in real life. some of our other seasons have talked about exercise, healthy eating, how to deal with asthma. So much exciting stuff.
Yeah, and as you said, for most of these topics, it's the kids who are saying this is what's important to us, which is great. Well, I want to thank you both, Dr. Christy Westfall, a registered nurse, pediatric nurse practitioner, and postdoctoral research fellow at Case Western Reserve University, who is the creator and host of Health's Up, and a great pediatric nurse practitioner. Thank you so much, Christy. This is a great project. Thank you for coming on to Health Cetera.
Thank you for having us, Anna.
And Anna Huntsman, thank you. Anna is a health reporter for WCPN and WVIZ Idea Stream in Cleveland. She's the lead producer for Health's Up. Great project, Anna. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And great. Do check that out. If you have kids in your life, or you work with kids, it's a great resource, and maybe even something that parents would like to know about. I think it can help them to think about how to talk with their children.
You've been listening to a podcast of Health Cetera in the Catskills. For more podcasts and discussions of important health issues and policies affecting health, go to Health Cetera's website and blog at www.healthmediapolicy.com. That's www.healthmediapolicy.com. This podcast was produced by Dr. Diana Mason and production assistant Kai Volsey.